Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all you crazy conspiracy theorists, and all the shills out there that watch my videos trying to find something on me. It is the last day of November, 1 month left of 2021, then we're into 2022, and we're going to do a news update, roundup, cover today, commentary, whatever you want to call this. We'll just talk about all the major stories of the last 24 to 48 hours. We'll cover Ghislaine Maxwell, Jack Dorsey leaving Twitter. We'll cover this Omicron BS and a bunch of vaccine nonsense, and then finish up talking some Q hit pieces in the media, some news on WhatsApp, some news on some weird, creepy, self-replicating AI they're trying to make, and whatever else as well. So let's get into some housekeeping stuff before we start off with Ghislaine Maxwell's court case. Dropped another episode a couple of days ago of the Conspiracy Analytica podcast. You can find that on Rumble, BitChute, it's on Podbean. This podcast is also on Apple for the time being, too. And this show is with Steve Murray. Great episode on infiltration of the truth movement and how they spread the clickbait, disinformation, why they do it, etc. I think you'll really like it. A lot of people loving this podcast. Go check it out. And then I'm going to be live streaming today on Rumble. I upgraded my account and I'm going to try a live stream on Rumble, see how it is. Because I don't know how much longer I'm going to last on Twitch. I'm going to be honest. I did a live stream yesterday, and during my stream, one of my mods, shout out to my awesome mods, love them, they noticed that an employee from Twitch was on my stream. I've never had that before. So we either have a case of Twitch employees checking me out, might want to ban me, or heck, maybe we got some employees at Twitch waking up and trying to check some truth out. Obviously, I'm going to go with the former in that equation. Hopefully, it's the latter, but I'm not expecting to stay on Twitch for that much longer, so I'll try a live stream on Rumble a little later today. So let's start off with Ghislaine Maxwell's court case. Of course, it started yesterday. Now, one thing I do want to say is that according to, this is directly from the court, they are banning all media, and they're banning live stream. It's a live stream blackout. Their excuse is sensationalism of the case, all right? So, could be just an excuse that Big Daddy government is using to, put this all under wraps and try to prevent as much information about the case getting out as possible. But nevertheless, there is still good resources where you can find information about what's going on. Technofog is always a good resource. You can subscribe to his Substack or go find him on Telegram. I think he is still on Twitter as well. And then if you want threads on Twitter, I found this threader. It's at Inner City Press. He's done a pretty comprehensive Twitter thread on what was coming out of the Maxwell trial yesterday, along with some other, there's others on Twitter as well threading this out. That's just the one I came across. So you can go check all that out. One thing I do want to say is that they estimate that this court case is going to take about 6 weeks. So I would not expect any big bombshells to come out day one, even week one of this case. So we're going to have a little patience with it, although we will see what comes out over the next month and a half to 2 months. I think we will get some bombshells. I just don't think it'll be immediately. One thing we did get yesterday was the FAA accidentally disclosing more than 2,000 flight records associated with Jeffrey Epstein's private flights. Now, this was kind of an oops because Business Insider, requested all the flight history data back in January 2020. The FAA did not give it to them, but I guess in another disclosure that the Insider filed, the FAA, they say, accidentally slipped in these records and then put them out there. So whether it was an accident or not, you know, I'm wondering if the NSA, was that you? Was that you, NSA, subtly slipping this in all covertly to get these details out there? Who knows? But that's definitely interesting to happen day one of the trial and get reported on of Lady Epstein's trials. So there you go. We might get details, bombshells coming out of Ghislaine's trial or just kind of through other means like this over the coming weeks, but we'll see. I do still see that fake list, the fake Ghislaine Maxwell co-conspirator list going around as well. I saw it on some big Instagram pages this morning and whatnot. Remember, that list is from a lawsuit that was filed in 2020 that was thrown out, all right? So that screenshot share of, even have like Kanye on that list and a bunch of other celebrity names, that was a thrown out lawsuit filed against Epstein's estate that is not associated with this current Ghislaine case. I will repeat that every single show I do until people understand that and stop sharing around like it's new or clickbait. So onward from Ghislaine's court case, let's get into good old Jack Dorsey stepping down as Twitter CEO. They're saying he's resigning. He's even claiming himself that he's resigning, but of course, any executive steps down, any of them over the last 3 years, you got to wonder if they were forced out or took a deal or something to that effect. So anyway, Jack Dorsey is out. And then the new guy is this dude who was their chief technology officer, Parag Agrawal, if I'm getting that right, Parag Agrawal. He's going to replace Jack Dorsey as the CEO. And you didn't think that it could get worse for Twitter, but it might very well get worse. This guy has basically put some quotes out there over the last few years that, oh God, he might even be even more SJW than Dorsey and more against freedom of speech. Here's a quote that he made in an interview a year ago. He literally said, "Our role is not to be bound by the First Amendment, focusing less on thinking about free speech, but thinking about how the times have changed." That's just one quote of many he's put out there that people are digging up, and this guy just looks bad. So it's gonna be interesting for Twitter in the coming months and years, what their company is going to do, what their stock's going to do. It might just absolutely implode. And then I would love if Trump swoops in with his acquisition company and buys up Twitter on the cheap after their company absolutely implodes. So who knows? We'll see, though. That's just all speculation from here. But no doubt, Twitter's getting interesting. They also put out a statement today, which I don't have the tab up here, but I do want to make a note of it. Twitter put out a change for their terms of service, a change in their rules, where they're going to, basically, they say ban folks. It's going to be against the rules on their platform to put out videos and photos of private individuals without their consent. Of course it is. Maybe they were thinking of Project Veritas the whole time when they were crafting that rule change, but I don't know how they're going to enforce it. Are they going to have like a call-in line for any private individuals who find information, photos, videos of them on Twitter? Who knows? But the day after their CEO quits and they got this new CEO who seems to be even more anti-free speech, they are then making that rule change. What a coinkydink. Also yesterday, NASDAQ suspended trading of Twitter stock. And I guess their stock like exploded. It was up 10, 11% at one point, and then NASDAQ halted it. It's crazy how many times over the last year that we've had trading halted, either by NASDAQ, by Wall Street, or by these apps like Robinhood. So much for a free market, right? So much for a free frickin' market. So we got that. Then we also have, moving onward to another company with an executive step down, we have Walmart. Their chief financial officer, their CFO, stepped down as well yesterday. So Twitter CEO down, Walmart CFO down. Now, I do want to make a note here. There's also a claim going around that CNBC's chief financial officer quit. I have not been able to verify that one, find it anywhere. I feel like if that one was true, we would see it pretty much in common news on the front pages and whatnot. So I think that one is some clickbait fake news going around. But nevertheless, big execs at Twitter and Walmart down. Again, you gotta wonder if they were forced out. I mean, some of these execs quitting over the last 3 or 4 years could be natural. Could be old people just wanting to retire and get out of Dodge. But on the other hand, you know, some of these ain't natural. Some of these ain't organic. So you always got a question. All right, onward from the execs to this Omicron nonsense. Panic, 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 of course. They want you to be scared. They want you to be concerned. They want you to You know, they're just putting out as much fear porn as possible. So President Biden, illegitimate President Biden yesterday made some statements, said this variant is a cause for concern, but not a cause for panic. Gotta love that gaslighting. It's as if they don't want you to be concerned, but at the same time, they want you to be concerned. All right. And then, of course, he pushes the vaccine, which I thought they were saying this variant is vaccine resistant. And also, how are they testing for this variant? How do they even know? Do they have a special variant test? So, yeah, Biden, idiot, as always. World Health Organization 2 saying that the overall global risk is very high. It's very high. Be scared. You need to panic. You need to accept the vaccines and accept more lockdown and accept more rules against the unvaccinated because of this crazy variant. Probably doesn't even exist. Let's be real. And even if it does, it was probably made in a lab too. Or the variant is just some excuse they're putting out there to brush up vaccine injuries under the rug. Maybe. So World Health Organization wants you to be scared. The chair of the Federal Reserve wants you to be scared. Warning of continued inflation and saying this whole Omicron variant could reduce people's willingness to work. You know, what's contributing to people's unwillingness to work right now? I doubt it's the variant. It's probably all the freaking benefits that the Biden administration has given them, right? People don't need to work when they're getting hundreds and hundreds of dollars a week of free money. And also the fact that all these freaking mandates are all over the place. Wow, that's probably reducing people's willingness to work. The fact that you're trying to force jab them just to go into work and collect a paycheck. Yep. And then Pfizer here is expecting, now we're on to booster shots. So Pfizer is trying to get FDA authorization for their boosters for ages 16 and 17. And the queen bitch at the CDC is saying that all fully vaxxed adults should get a booster too. Now we're on to the booster push. So that's not much of a big surprise, but here it is. Next, we got the White House saying that they're not going to seriously discipline vaccine holdouts until next year, they say. Seriously discipline, what does that mean? I'm very curious to know what that's going to mean. We're already seeing some international, some other nations around the world start disciplining unvaccinated. We'll talk about that in a few minutes, but the Biden administration, you know, they know that Americans are, we have the Second Amendment, luckily, something people in a lot of other countries are a little jealous of. And so they, you know, that's preventing some of their more, I guess, aggressive agendas from being brought forth. But okay, let's take a look at what's going on in other nations. So Greece imposing $114 monthly fine on unvaccinated people over 60. They call it a health fee. It's not a punishment. It's a health fee. My God. You guys in Greece better get to protesting. I know you are. There's a lot of those European countries and Australia as well where things are really bad. They are just hundreds of thousands, millions of people out en masse. They're just sick of it. What do these governments want? What do these prime ministers want? Do they want Molotov cocktails thrown through their houses? I don't want that to happen. I'm not calling for violence, but it's going to get to a point where it turns kinetic, right? We don't want that, but they're pushing that. The way these governments are continuing their bullshit, I mean, something's going to give. Austria, probably the worst country in the world for these agendas, for the draconian nonsense. Austria and Australia are probably the two worst. So in Austria, they're considering not a $100 fine like Greece, but they're considering a 7,200 euro fine for unvaccinated people. $7,200. Huh. Now, that's not for sure yet, but they're considering it, so. And in Austria, you know, it's so bad there that I wouldn't doubt if this gets rolled through. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. And then in the United Kingdom, they're offering booster shots to all adults now 3 months. Just 3 months, not 6 months like it was. They are now trying to get people every 3 months with a booster. What's it going to get to? What's it going to freaking get to? Every week? Every day? Boost yourself every day? It's going to be like insulin shots. They'll mail it right to your door, and you'll have to boost yourself. Or they'll fine you, right? They'll fine you hundreds of dollars if you don't do it. Oh, man. 2021 has just been absolutely ridiculous. 2022 should be the dam breaking. It really should. And then Pfizer CEO, this raging jackass, he's promoting his new COVID pills. He is, quote, very confident that the company's oral COVID pill, basically the ivermectin redux, Pfizer-mectin, as some people are calling it. I don't know how close it is to ivermectin, but it's absolutely absurd that we have so many cheap natural cures already on the market, already available. We've had them since the very beginning of the pandemic. And, you know, they get censored and suppressed. But Pfizer CEO, he's confident that his pill is going to work against Omicron. Omicron. My God, that guy is sick. That is a sick, sick man in the head right there. Isn't he a vet? Wasn't he a veterinarian? And now he's the CEO of Pfizer. Everybody's going to him for health advice, health products, latest on the market. All right. We do have a couple of wins to report on, though. Not everything is on the dark side in this. Bad. We do have a couple of wins. Federal court. This is the federal court in Missouri blocking the vaccine mandate in 10 states. So that is good news. And then we also have in Southern California, of all places, this is very unlike the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, but the Ninth Circuit did block San Diego's student vaccine mandate from going into effect, and this was one day before school started. So, wow, interesting. A few wins going on. So it shows you, you know, when we finally do stand up and put public pressure on these courts, on these politicians, on the media as well, just on all of these brainwashed people, they will do we the people's bidding. So keep fighting, keep standing up. Okay, now a couple of stories about what I think is clickbait going around about the vaccines. This one was on Stu Peter's show yesterday. He had another doctor on, this guy, Dr. Pablo, and the claim that Pablo was making was that, you can even see the just incredibly sensationalized headline of this one, graphene oxide wireless network, bioweapon shots contain wireless nanosensor. Yeah, that is pretty much exactly what he was claiming, that there are, like, let's see, I want to get to a shot of it. There you go. There are wireless nanosensors in these shots, and that when you get injected, this doctor was even claiming that if you download certain apps and you're injected with vaccines, it can connect you to Bluetooth apps with these wireless sensor. I'm not kidding. That's basically what he said, is that you can connect to certain Bluetooth apps with whatever alleged wireless nanosensors are in these shots. And I mean, what is it going to be next? We got all these so-called health professionals on Stu Peter's show in recent months. It was graphene oxide. Then it was little Hydra creatures jumping off the Petri dishes. Then it was round metallic donut-looking things, which honestly looked like air bubbles, but they didn't say they were air bubbles. Then we had nanobots laying eggs. Now we have wireless nanosensors. It's like Stu Peters and these health professionals will talk about everything but mRNA. Like, you could just focus on mRNA, and it's got enough problem with that. But they like to go overboard and over-sensationalize with these claims that I don't think they have much evidence for, any at least solid direct evidence for. It all just seems to be conjecture and fear porn. So it's, in my opinion, it's not helpful. It's not helpful at all. And it just kind of turns away a lot of people with this over-sensationalized reporting. So I think it causes more division than it is helping. And then we also have this BitChute video going pretty viral, over 100,000 views in like a day, and it's got reposted elsewhere, so more views than that. But the claim is, the claim is a German doctor, Dr. Nowak. This is not him on the screen, but this is a German person on the internet talking about the story. The claim is a German doctor found not graphene oxide, but he claimed to find graphene hydroxide in the shots. And then the claim goes that this doctor, because he figured out graphene hydroxide was in the shots, they suicided him. They killed him, and now he hasn't been, I guess, heard for, seen, or whatever. I have been being told by different Germans that this particular journalist is very, very renowned for being full of shit, for having a lot of clickbait that he puts out. And then also, I think I've seen some articles in German that are kind of debunking this story. So I have a little bit more to dig into all of this, but it's not passing my smell test. It's not. I would be very careful with this. And yeah, so that's that. Next, let's move on to, what do we got? Onward from Omicron and vaccines. Let's talk about Trump and his call out for a debate on the election. He wants to debate politicians, editors, anybody on TV about election fraud, and he's saying it'll be a ratings bonanza. I would love to see that. I would love to see that. Some debate about election fraud with Trump and anybody. That would be quality. Next, we got Joe Biden in the news, of course, as he always is, but this is an exclusive from the New York Post. So the New York Post, we've got a reporter from the Post releasing a new book called Laptop from Hell on Joe Biden's laptop, and they're writing on Tony Bobulinski. Now, remember, Tony Bobulinski did that interview with Tucker Carlson right before the election. About 2 weeks before the election, and that's where a lot of the allegations and information about Biden's laptop, the China dealings, Burisma, all those sorts of things came from Bobulinski. Well, of all days, yesterday, we've got Bobulinski hitting the news again with this expose from the New York Post. Again, same day that Ghislaine Maxwell court case happened, same day Twitter CEO quits. That heavy day, big day yesterday, and not coincidental that Bobulinski is hitting the news again. I'd be curious to, you know, be curious to see what more information comes out about Hunter, the laptop, Joe Biden's China dealings, all of that. I think we've got so much coming out all at the same time right now, just pressing the Biden administration and the deep state in general from just all different angles. From the Pedogate stuff coming out, Ghislaine Maxwell's court case, we've got Durham that we're waiting on more with, and we know Durham leads right to Obama, Joe Biden, and Hillary Clinton. So we got Ghislaine, we got Durham, we've got Laptop from Hell, Hunter revelations coming out. I mean, just pressing from all angles. So should be quite an interesting last month of the year in December, that's for sure. Onward now to Q News. So I did a video on this yesterday, not going to say much about it here, but Flynn, this recording, this audio clip that Lynn Wood released with his phone call of Michael Flynn, I believe, to the best of my knowledge, this was recorded on November 3rd. So there's a lot of people curious as to when Lynn Wood recorded this phone call with Michael Flynn. I think it was on November 3rd, because Michael Flynn is referencing an article that he sent Lynn Wood on November 3rd, and it sounds like in this audio clip he's referencing it as if it was the same day. So I think this clip was taken the 3rd, but it's going viral. It's going all over the place. General Flynn says he thinks QAnon was a disinformation campaign created by the media. Well, go watch my video that I put out yesterday, and you can see all of my thoughts on that. But we do have the even prime time most prominent media shills, media idiots, Rachel Maddow covering this. She had Will Sommer and Will Sommer's big fat shit-eating grin and receding hairline on her show last night. Of course, talking about Flynn's statements on Q. Of course, talking about Lynn Wood, calling it the civil war within QAnon, within the Q movement. Oh my God. You know what's funny about this situation? Rachel Maddow probably has more testosterone in her body than Will Sommer does. And that's not saying much. Oh, what a beautiful combo that is right there. Can't stand Will. We also have this story going around within the last day. A supposed Q follower writes an open letter to Donald Trump over failed predictions. He's tired of it. This QAnon follower named Donnie posted it to his Telegram group with thousands of followers. I've never heard of a Donnie Warren in the Q movement ever. Haven't seen them on Telegram. A Telegram group with thousands of followers. I'm gonna take bullshit that never happened for $500, Alex. They could at least post a screenshot of this letter, you know. So whatever. There's just so many hit pieces coming out against Q. Leads me to believe something big's coming soon. Yeah, pretty crazy. Then we're moving on to WhatsApp. So Rolling Stone is reporting on this FBI document obtained by Rolling Stone saying that the feds can get your WhatsApp data in real time. That does not shock me at all. In fact, just the simple fact that WhatsApp is owned by Facebook, I don't think that there's still some people don't really realize that. WhatsApp is not secure or all that safe. Facebook owns them, so what do you expect? I don't even trust Signal all that much. I don't even trust Telegram all that much. Like, I don't trust any app or email sending service from being hacked, even Proton Mail. I mean, sure, you could protect yourself from low-level hackers using something like a Signal or the secret chats on Telegram or Proton Mail. So it is a good idea to keep those apps, use them from the low-level hackers. But if we're talking state-level or agency-level hackers, then I'm not going to expect anything to be safe going over the internet, going through satellites and cables. They're going to be able to find it. I mean, your best bet is just carrier pigeons and smoke signals, really. And then last thing to discuss here is the world's first living robot can now reproduce. Scientists say. So they got stem cells from a frog, and they got these xenobots, I guess. These they're calling it living robots, known as xenobots. And they're now reproducing in a way not seen in plants and animals. The scientists that developed them are from University of Vermont, Tufts, and Harvard, of course. Always frickin' Harvard with this deep state agenda shit. I'm sick of Harvard, man. Harvard and Yale are just the worst. All kinds of brainwashed scientists go to Harvard. They think they're the smartest people in the world. Meanwhile, they're some of the most brainwashed. And then all they do is just are useful idiots going along with cabal agendas. But have these idiots not seen Stargate SG-1? Have they not seen Stargate SG-1? Replicators, man! That's a bad idea. It's always a bad idea. Living robots that can reproduce. Come on. That's just AI agenda in full force right there, which, I mean, technology is a good idea in one regard, but when we become codependent on technology and when we start inserting that technology into the body and becoming so dependent on it that we lack just basic skills. A lot of people don't even know how to make a fire from scratch, but yet they can do all sorts of stuff with their fancy apps and their Instagrams and Snapchats and all this stuff. It's just horribly bad idea. So be a bummer. Be a bummer if the lights go out. If a big solar flare goes off and destroys the electric grid, the infrastructure, what are they going to do? Better learn how to garden. It's not about learning to code these days. It's about learning to garden. That's more important than coding. So anyway, guys, much appreciated for you watching. Again, I'm going to try a live stream on Rumble a little later today. And I've got some more videos coming out this week. And appreciate you for watching, supporting. I'll be seeing you in the next video. Take care, everybody.